Hendrick's focus is to make you a strong, empowered woman.
I was worried it would just be very work-driven, but it's also very fun.
They really listen to the students' voice in the school, and it's really valued.
Welcome to Kendrick School. My name is Christine Kotertsi, and I'm the head teacher of Kendrick School. So we're on this really small site on the main London Road. We occupy this tiny space, but so much goes on in it.
So at Kendrick, we have a house system in which we get house points. We have three different houses, Cedars, Palmer and Sidmouth. We all compete in different house activities. And at the end of the year, all the points get added up and the house that wins gets the house cup.
Tomorrow is the end of the line. You look half dead every time I see you and I won't sit idly by and watch you tear yourself apart.
We have house drama, which is a highlight of the year. It brings a lot of the community together of all years to put on a performance for the parents.
It takes part across about 2 months, so you have time to get to know each other, and it's a really fun experience.
We have things like sports day, house university challenge, house Scrabble, house chess. There's really something for everyone. Apart from house stuff, we have events like International Women's Day. So we're putting on a fair for it. We have little badges in the suffragette colours. And we do a lot on women and their importance. So when we're celebrating the school birthday, we have like a list of 145 women who have made a difference in our society as part of our motto to inspire and make a difference.
I think it was quite similar to how it is today. Obviously, the buildings were different, but it felt a really inspiring place to be when I was here. My name is Catherine Mosley. I'm a history teacher here at Kendrick School. I was also a student here in the late 80s and into the early 90s. I didn't feel any sense of pressure. It was a very welcoming school where I made wonderful friends, women who are still in my life today. And the thing that I most remember is just the love of learning.
When I came here, it was a much smaller school. I think when I came, there were probably around 500, 550 students, very small sixth form. And then today, we have 935 students and about 110 staff and a big cohort of support staff without whom the school could not function.
My first encounter with Kendrick was at the Year 5 Open Day. My first impression of it was definitely inspiring. It definitely made me feel that this was the place for me.
I remember being very nervous to start on my first day, but the whole atmosphere was so welcoming.
It was easy to find my way around, and I knew where all my classes were, and I knew most of the names. After about 2 weeks,
we try to work together with the students to support them, and the word I would use mostly is kindness. There's a real sense of understanding and empathy. I think the relationship between staff and students here is really special. It's respectful, but it can also be fun in a way that makes learning so positive here and working here so positive. I've never worked with students that are more engaged than they are here.
We, the students, staff and friends of Kendrick School, pledge to uphold the values of friendship, kindness and respect. We promise to stand against prejudice, ignorance and injustice in all its forms, promoting the values of equality, tolerance and justice for all.
The pledge came about not by accident, but I didn't intend it to be what it has become. There was an opportunity for two sixth formers from a school with their teacher to go on a trip to Auschwitz. And this was something that was set up by the Holocaust Educational Trust. So I took the first trip for Kendrick, and the trip is very vivid in my head. I can remember the ceremony that we had on the day that we were there ended on the railway lines of where the trains used to come in with the people that were going into the camps, into the gas chambers. And it was freezing. And then we came back, and I felt empowered to say, we write a statement of intent that we at Kendrick will never let such an atrocity happen again. And so we put these words together, which, as you know, highlight things like friendship, kindness, respect, standing against prejudice and injustice. And we made those sentences and we gave an assembly in which we launched the pledge. And then my pastoral leaders started to use it as a framework for our behaviour. But it's also a reference point for all of us to think, this is the ethos of this school. This is what I am aiming for. This is the community that I want in this school.
My favourite part about Kendrick is how supportive they are of different groups and ethnicities. Everyone is valued and has a place, like no one's deemed as unimportant.
We look out for each other and no one judges anyone. I feel like in this sort of environment, it's easier to succeed and do your best.
We have had a massive programme of renovation of the buildings and new buildings. We built our sports hall, we built our sixth form block, we expanded our science provision, and schools started to change. It started to look modern. My aim always will be to maintain the school because I believe in girls' education and that this school provides girls with the education they will not get anywhere else. But my strategy has always been that we are outward looking, we work with others because we are an integral part of the community.
I think another unique aspect of Kendrick is the fact that we, as a music department, often go out to primary schools and teach them a little bit about the kind of instruments that you can learn to play and try and kind of inspire creativity within them.
Interestingly, when I became head, you have to set a vision for the future. And I can remember the vision I set then, and it would be one that I would have now. And that is that this school survives and continues and flourishes for years to come. And so my vision for the school is that it is maintained. It educates girls to such a standard where they can be empowered to go and pursue their hopes and dreams and ambitions, knowing that they have the confidence and the right to go into the areas anywhere they want and to be able to succeed, that they are able to do it with the strong base that they've had from Kendrick to help them in that journey.